John 21, verses 20 through 25, these are God's words. Then Peter, turning round, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Then this saying went out among the brethren, that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain them, could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. So our passage starts, "Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple with whom Jesus loved following," which means that Jesus and Peter were taking a walk. So now we look back at the passage from last week, the previous passage, and we see that this very special time of Jesus talking to Peter about how Peter loves him and asking him the questions, giving him the chance to affirm three times his love for Jesus, just like he had denied three times that he knew Jesus. And so Jesus is restoring Peter, and it's very painful for Peter because he remembers how he had denied him. But the Lord is restoring him and calling him to the ministry of feeding and tending his lambs and his sheep, and even giving Peter the thing that Peter said that he would do that he couldn't do in his own strength. He said, "Even if I have to die for you." And so Jesus has restored Peter, not just to fellowship and love, but even to ministry. And then he tells him, "And you will die for me. When you are old, they will take you where you do not want to go." And the scripture said that he said this to signify what kind of death he would die, by what kind of death he would glorify God, verse 19. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." And so they're already walking, right? And Jesus says, "Follow me." In other words, don't trust in yourself. Trust in me. Trust in me as you feed my sheep. Trust in me as you feed my lambs. Trust in me as you tend my sheep. Trust in me, Peter, in the ministry to which I have called you. Trust in me when the time comes for you to be crucified for my name, for my honor, for my glory. Trust in me so that you will be faithful at that time. And so Jesus says, "Follow me." And what does Peter? Peter turns around and looks over his shoulder, and he sees John following them. Now, as we often do, the Lord is addressing us from his word. He has produced love for him in our hearts. We know that he loves us, and we love him because he first loved us. He's produced in us the knowledge that he knows all things, even our hearts. He knows that we love him. He's called us to serve him. He's called us and turned our attention to him, to trust in him for serving him and trust in him when the time comes for us to die. And we have this wonderful interaction between our Lord and ourselves in the word and in prayer. And it's one of the things that I seek so much for each of you children, that you would learn to read your Bible in a way that you are interacting with the Lord, that you would learn to listen to preaching, not just giving your eyeballs to the preacher and pointing your ears at the preacher, but giving your heart to the Lord Jesus and interacting with him personally in your heart as he addresses you. so Peter is having this experience, and suddenly he is distracted by, well, that's your ministry, that's the ministry to which you have called me, and that's the, you know, the death for you is the providential death that you have assigned to me, but what have you assigned to that guy? And we are often distracted from our service to the Lord by comparing the ministry that he has given us in life to the ministry that he's called someone else to in life. Perhaps you will be the wife of a husband who turns out to be unfaithful, or you will have some problem health-wise or spiritual-wise with one of your children. Perhaps one of you boys will be in a job that is more difficult than others. Or you'll have someone who is persecuting you or whatever. And there's a temptation, rather than trusting in the Lord and following him in this ministry that he's called you to and this providence that he has assigned to you, to start comparing. Is the ministry to which I have been called the same as the ministry to which he has been called? You know, maybe one of you girls won't get married at all, or you'll get married and you'll be unable to bear children. And so your ministry will be different than the ministry of some of the other women in the congregation, wherever you are. And there'll be a temptation, rather than trusting in Christ and following him and what he has called you to, there'll be a temptation for you to compare the ministry that he has given you to the ministry that he has given others. And the providence that he has appointed to you, to the providence that he has appointed to others. And we thank God for Peter. He often acts just like we would have acted in the situation. So Peter, turning around, saw a disciple, and John gives us enough information that we might know very specifically who it is. And he's going to finish the passage by saying that he's the one who writes. And we know that his testimony is true. He was there. He's also going to say, you all got the wrong lesson from this interaction with Peter. And so then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. And so it wasn't just Peter, was it? It was like the whole New Testament church was comparing the providence that had been appointed to John to the providence that had appointed to them. And John says, you missed the point. The point is not to compare what Jesus is going to do with you and what Jesus is going to do with me as I write. The point is to follow Jesus. The point is to trust in him in whatever he does with you. The point is to follow him in whatever he gives you to do. And I have I've given you these things that you might follow him. He told us at the end of chapter 20, these things are written that you might believe that he is the Christ, and believing might have eternal life. And then he reminds us that he has testified of specific things about Christ. And that if he testified about all of them, you know, the book would be much longer. In fact, he says the world itself could not contain the books that would be written if he talked about all the things that Jesus did. And it reminds us very much of Psalm 40 in verse 5. Many, O Yahweh my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And so the apostle finishes his gospel as he had begun his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says at the beginning of his gospel, Jesus is God. And he says at the very, very end of his gospel, the way he concludes in the very last verse, which takes us back to and reminds us of Psalm 40 and verse 5, he says, Jesus is God. In the first half of his gospel, he says, and Jesus has proved that he is God by all of these signs. And in the second half of his gospel, he says, and Jesus, who is God and proved that he is God, has become a man so that he could love us by taking what we deserve because we could not take it ourselves. And this is the one, the God-man, almighty, all-powerful, and infinitely loving, and having given himself for you and given himself to you. This is the one that you follow in the ministry that he has called you to, whatever that is. This is the one you follow in the circumstances that he brings you through, whatever those are. And that was the lesson that of his interaction with Peter. And don't get distracted by comparing your ministry in life and your circumstances in life to someone else, like Peter was with John. Instead, focus on who Jesus is. He is God. And what he has done, given himself out of love for you. And trust in him in your ministry and in your circumstances. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this portion of your word and how it opens to us who Christ is and reminds us how to walk by faith with him. Help us, Lord, not to envy or play the comparison game, but instead to recognize that you, our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, became our Savior, became a man, that you might give yourself to die and suffer the wrath of God out of love for us, and help us trust you and rest upon you, your power and your love, in the ministry to which you have called us. And help us to trust you, rest upon you and your power and your love, in the circumstances through which you bring us. For we ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus, and your children here say, Amen.